want to wish you all a happy new year.
喺大家恭祝大家新年快乐。
I know that part of our traditional greeting at New Year's is to say wish people good things in the new year.
大家知道新年咧都系中意系互相系恭祝，讲一啲系好嘅说话。
We wish people have good health.
我哋系恭祝大家系有健康嘅身体。
We wish that they will have prosperity.
佢哋非常之嘅凡事顺利。
And we wish that they have tranquility.
亦都系希望佢哋系有平安。
And so, this is part of our traditional wish for each other, which is a good thing.
咁喺我哋嘅习俗上，我哋都系彼此喺新年嚟到咁样嚟，都系彼此嘅祝贺嘅，咁都系非常好嘅。
But to be honest, we recognize that we don't know what will happen in the future.
但系如果问心一句，自己谂嘅时候咧，其实将来系点嘅，其实我哋亦冇一个人会知道。
Sometimes, as we've wished people these things, the opposite has happened in their lives.
有时候虽然我哋咁样嚟到用呢啲好嘅说话嚟到恭祝其他嘅人，但系其实可能。将来系有啲唔好嘅事情发生喺佢身上都未定。
Some people have gotten sick.
有啲人或者会病咗。
Some people have lost their jobs.
有啲人或者系失业。
Some people have other problems and issues.
或者有啲喺生活上面有其他嘅问题。
So we as Christians recognize that God has a different way of doing things.
我哋身为基督徒，我哋都知道神系有佢自己做事嘅方法。
Sometimes we sort of think that if we are God's children,
有时候我哋谂话我哋系神嘅儿女
，and we are obedient children of God，
咁我哋又遵行神嗰个吩咐，系听神话嘅儿女
，then God will bless us and give us a problem-free life。
咁神咧一定会祝福我哋，系凡事都系好嘅。
But again, we recognize that sometimes the opposite is true。
但系其实我哋嘅经验话俾我听，其实有时唔系咁嘅。
So we sort of suspect that God has a different way of doing things.
咁或者我哋会谂嘅时候就话，或者神有真系有佢自己嘅方法嚟到系做事嘅。
We also should see that God has a different calendar.
而或者神有佢自己嗰个嘅日历，佢嘅时间嚟到做事嘅。
Now we celebrate a new year every 365 days.
咁每365日咧，我哋就嚟到庆祝一次嘅新年。
And next year at this time we'll celebrate New Year again.
咁过300多日之后嘅第二年嚟到呢个时候，我哋又会嚟到庆祝新年啦。
We see time as somewhat cyclical.
我哋睇时间系好似循环不息咁样样。
We recognize we're in the winter.
咁我哋嚟到冬天嘅时候。
But spring hopefully will come.
我哋就会知道呢个春天亦都唔会系远啦。
And then summer, and then fall, and then winter again.
跟住就会夏天，就会到秋天，咁跟住又翻嚟冬天啦。
Again, with all the snow, we might be thinking, I don't know if we'll ever get warm weather.
或者我哋睇到咁多嘅雪呢几个礼拜，或者我喺度谂话，到底呢个春天会唔会嚟嘅咧
？But every year it's happened that way, and so it probably will happen again.
但系我哋知道每年都会系咁样样嚟到循环噶呢四季，咁所以我哋知道应该会嚟。
But God sees time as linear.
但系神睇时间咧系一条直线嚟噶。
That is, time and history is headed towards something.
就系话喺神嚟睇咧，呢个历史系一个时间，系一条直线嚟噶，嚟向住某一点嚟到去进行。
It's heading toward a conclusion or a climax.
又系向住一个嘅总结，一个终点嚟到去进行。
And so we need to recognize that God sees time in a different way.
咁或者我哋就要了解到，就话神原来睇时间唔系我哋咁样睇到循环不息咁噶。
In the passage that we just read, Paul is at this time an older man.
头先我哋所读嘅一段嘅经文我哋知道就话当保罗佢写呢一段嘅圣经嘅时候，佢已经系年长嘅时候啦。
And he's writing to this young minister Timothy.
而系佢写呢封信系俾一个嘅青年嘅。这个的提摩太
And Timothy was sort of a timid minister.
可以说提摩太是一个传道人，是一个有少少是胆怯的一个传道人。
He got discouraged easily.
他有时很容易就会灰心。
So Paul wanted to encourage him.
咁保罗就想嚟到鼓励佢。
But Paul didn't just say, "Oh, all good things will happen to you in the future."
但系保罗冇嚟到向呢个提摩太话，以后嘅事、将来嘅事一定系完全系好嘅。
In fact, in chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty."
咁第三章，其实头先我哋读嗰段嘅圣经《提摩太后书》第三章第一节咧，就讲到就系话保罗同提摩太佢话，你应该知道咧，末世咧有危险嘅日子嚟到。
Now, the Bible talks about this concept of the last days.
圣经讲到呢个末后嘅日子。
And it's talking about the time between Christ's first coming and his second coming.
这个末后的日子就是说这段日子就是耶稣第一次来和他将来再回来的这一段这两件事情的中间这段日子。
And during those two events, he says there will come times of difficulty.
就是保罗在这里说就是在这两件事情主第一次来和他将来再回来这两件事情当中这一段时间这个末日的末世的日子的时候就会有这个困难的日子。
And so ever since Jesus Christ died, rose again, and ascended into heaven, there has been, you might say, a countdown.
咁亦都可以话，就当主耶稣佢已经死、复活、升天之后，由嗰阵时开始，就一个倒数嘅一个时刻。
Now, when I was growing up, they were sending up astronauts into outer space.
我一路自细长大嘅时候，咁我哋都系睇到、留意到就系美国一路系有送人上去太空噶。
And it was all on TV because it was a very exciting event.
咁你喺个电视都会睇到，就系每次有太空人升空嘅时候，大家都会睇到，因为实际系非常之兴奋嘅一件嘅事情。
And on the screen they would have this clock.
咁就话你睇呢个电视嘅时候，你会睇到喺个电视荧幕嗰度睇到有一个嘅钟喺度。
And it was a clock that counted down to the time this rocket would blast off.
咁呢个钟咧就喺度倒数紧啲时间，就话去到零嘅时候咧，一个火箭就会升空啦。
In some sense, you might say the time is ticking for Christ to return.
咁我亦都可以用同样嘅方法嚟去睇咧，就话。这个钟亦都喺度嚟到系倒数紧，就系睇下几时主耶稣再次翻嚟。
We don't know exactly when the zero hour will come。
我哋唔知道耶稣翻嚟嗰个嘅零嗰个嘅终点系几时。
But we are certainly about 2,000 years closer to that zero hour。
但系我哋好知道清楚嘅就系话，我哋而家比新约时代咧系已经系近咗2,000年啦。
And so,Paul tells Timothy, you need to understand that in the last days there will be difficult times.
所以保罗喺度同提摩太讲，佢话你应该要知道喺末世嘅时候会有困难嘅时刻。
And so I want to first start with, you might say, the bad news, and then later on we're going to talk about the good news.
咁我今日同大家嚟分享啊，或者首先就系同大家嚟睇一睇嗰个坏消息系乜咧？咁然之后我哋睇一睇到底嗰个好消息又系乜嘢？
So the bad news is that there's going to be times of difficulty.
坏消息就是说将会有困难的日子来到。
And during this last days, this word difficulty could be translated dangerous or troubling or difficulty.
咁喺呢一个三章第一节呢度讲到话末世嘅日子咧系会。这个中文说危险的日子来到，这里的危险这个字呢也都是有个意思，就是困难或者是很多麻烦也都很艰难的时刻会来到。
And it relates to people
这些这形容词是形容到人的处境。
It's not saying, oh, the environment will be unhealthy.
不是说只是说这个环境，我们周围的环境呢会 是污染或者什么，就这样。
But you might say it's the socialenvironment, the environment in which we live, the society in which we live becomes dangerous.
而是讲到就话人当中喺呢个社会里边，喺人所生存嘅圈子里边，系会有呢个危险困难。
And so in the beginning part of chapter 3, Paul lists down 19 characteristics of these last days.
所以在这个的提摩太后书第三章这里，保罗他是列了十九样的事情，困难的事出来。
And obviously we don't have time to discuss all this.
咁我哋当然系冇咁咁嘅时间嚟到系将呢十九样嘅事情嚟到详细嚟到。
But let me just highlight three of them.
但系让我系用当中喺当中嚟到系提出呢三样嚟到系讲一讲。
It talks about people being lovers of themselves.
呢度第一样嘢讲到就系人佢自己系偷。自己是做偷窃的。
It also talks about people who are lovers of money.
也都讲到咧，系人系呢个嘅贪爱钱财嘅。
And it also talks about people who are lovers of pleasure.
也都讲到咧，人系贪爱宴乐嘅。
And so, I would say this is characteristic of the society in which we live.
咁我亦都可以话呢三样嘢，其实亦都系喺我哋今日所活在嘅呢一个社区呢个社会里边嘅一啲嘅现象。
Now, obviously, there's nothing wrong with desiring money or desiring pleasure.
当然，亦都话我哋系想有钱，或者系想系有娱乐嘅时刻，本身唔系一定系一种错嘅事。
But it becomes a problem. Our love for these things is more than our love for God.
几时系成为错嘅事咧？就系当我哋爱呢啲嘅宴乐、爱钱财嘅心，系多过爱神嘅心嘅时候，呢就成为错。
We know the greatest commandment is that we are to love our God supremely.
我哋知道就话诫命中最大嘅就系我哋要爱神。
And so we see in our society, people who are just lovers, just seeking material goods.
但系我哋睇我哋周围好多人就话我哋今日喺世界上边。就是追求一些物质上面的一些事情。
We see people who are seeking pleasure through sex or through drugs or other things.
很多人也都在是去追求一些性的满足，或者是一些藉着一些药物或者什么东西来得到他一些一时的快乐。
And these people should be seeking God instead.
而實在就話呢一類嘅人，呢一啲咁嘅人，其實佢哋唔應該咁去追求，而佢哋應該要歸向神。
Now we may say, well, yes, of course, these atheists. That's, you know, what should we expect?
或者你話係啊，佢哋嗰啲無神論嘅人、唔信神嘅人，咁佢哋梗係咁樣啦。我哋冇嘢無話可講噶。
But Paul doesn't limit this just to people who have no belief in God.
但是保罗在这里讲的不单止他不是单止是对一些不信主的人或者是无神论的人来讲。
In verse 5, he says, these people have the appearance of godliness, but deny its power.
在这个第三章第五节特别讲到保罗说，他说有敬虔的外貌，但是却背了敬虔的实意。
That is, these people appear to be religious.
就是说这些人呢，他们在外表看上来呢，是好像很敬虔的。
They may even call themselves Christian.
他们甚至可以说，他们或者说自己是基督徒。
And certainly in the city of Boston, there are a lot of old churches here. Church buildings.
在这个波士顿的地区呢，我们周围看都有很多很旧的一些教会的建筑物。
And I remember just walking into one of these old churches in the Back Bay.
咁我亦都記得就有一次咧，我喺呢一個 Back Bay 嘅地方咧，係入到去一間好古老嘅一個教堂裏邊。
And I picked up one of their brochures about it said on the title, "We are a welcoming church."
咁就話我入去嘅時候咧，就喺入門口嗰度咧，就係拎起一本嘅小冊子咧嚟到睇，就係個小冊子咧就係話我哋喺一間係歡迎每一個人嚟嘅一個教會。
And I said to myself, "Well, that's good that they are well very welcoming."
咁我就覺得幾好啊！一間教會歡迎啲人嚟到佢參加佢哋嘅教會。
But once I opened the brochure and read it, I realized what they were saying is that we welcome.Gays and lesbians as they are.
咁但我当我再继续睇嗰本册子嘅时候，就睇到咧，佢哋就话我哋亦都系欢迎一啲同性恋嘅人。
Now we as a church should be open to all sinners to come to our church.
当然就系话一间教会系应该系啊欢迎任何嘅罪人嚟到参加。
But if a person was committing adultery, we would say, no, you need to change.
但系如果一个人佢系喺呢一个嘅啊奸淫嘅活喺奸淫嘅当中嘅话，咁教会亦都系有嗰个责任同佢讲，就话你应该要系改变你嘅生活嘅方式。
But this church that I went to was basically saying, no, you don't have to change. You can be act live the way that you want, and we welcome you and accept you as you are.
但系呢间教会嘅册子上面就唔咁讲，就系话佢觉得就系话。啊！你不论系点样同性恋也好啊，我哋唔系话一定要你嚟到系改有任何嘅改变，我哋都系欢迎你咁样就系嚟呢度。
So one of the characteristics about people during this last days is that there would be people who may even appear very religious.
咁就话喺呢个末世嘅日子里边咧，就话有啲人咧，佢哋外表睇上系非常之敬虔嘅。
But they do really do not follow God.
但系实质佢哋系冇跟随神。
And Jesus warned up against this in Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
咁呢个嘅主耶稣亦都系嚟到系警告啊！我哋嘅喺呢个马太福音第七章十五节嗰度咁讲。
Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves."
在马太福音第七章十五节，佢讲到耶稣，佢话你哋要防备啲假先知，佢哋嚟到你哋嗰度咧，外面咧系披着呢个羊皮，里面却是残暴嘅狼。
And so what Jesus was saying is that there will be a time that there will be these false teachers.
咁就系话喺呢个末世嘅时候，就系话会有一啲咁嘅假先知走出嚟。
They come in sheep's clothing.
佢哋系披着羊皮嘅，咁样嚟到你当中。
They look, they talk like Christians.
佢哋所讲一句一动咧，好似系基督徒咁样样。
But they're very dangerous. They're like wolves.
但系佢哋非常非常之嘅危险啊，因为佢哋好似系豺狼咁样样。
And so in verse 5, Paul says, "Avoid these people."
所以喺第五节，保罗话你哋要躲避呢一啲嘅人等。
Because these people do not teach.And preach God's word. Now, I'm glad that in our church we have good pastors and elders. And most of them, I would say, all of them probably are very good speakers.
或者话甚至可以讲话佢哋都系非常之讲嘢有识讲嘢嘅。
But the more important thing is that whether they are faithful to God's word.
但系其实更重要嘅就话佢哋有冇忠心于神。
Whether they will protect the flock against ravenous wolves.
就话佢哋有冇嚟到系保护呢一班羊系唔俾狼嚟到系侵蚀。
I had this Christian friend of mine who told me that, they love watching this TV preacher.
我有一个基督徒的朋友，他告诉我，他们是非常之喜欢看一个在电视上面的一个传道人。
She told me how she loved listening to him and read his books, and he was so exciting to hear.
佢话俾我听就话佢睇呢一个嘅传道人啊，佢所写嘅书，睇佢所讲嘅讲道，咁啊系非常之嘅兴奋。
But when she told me this preacher's name, I recognized that this person was a false teacher.
但系当佢话俾我听呢一个佢所成日睇嘅呢一个嘅传道人佢嘅名嘅时候咧，咁我就知道啊，当佢讲呢个名嘅时候，我知道呢一个其实系假先知嚟嘅。
He sounds really really good.
因为佢讲嘢嘅时候系讲得系非常之系动听嘅。
But he doesn't preach from the word of God.
但系佢所讲嘅唔系出自神嘅话语嘅真理。
Oh, he might use the Bible and cite different verses.
啊，佢可能佢讲到佢讲嘅时候咧，可能系会引用到圣经一啲嘅经节。
But if you study what he says.He never mentions sin, for instance.
但系如果你系留心听佢所讲嘅嘢嘅时候咧，佢从来咧冇提过罪呢一个字。
He doesn't expect people to confront sin and to change.
佢从来亦都唔谂到人咧系需要咧系嚟到系对付罪。
He doesn't recognize that people need to repent and turn from sin. He says that if you're a Christian, you make lots of money. He said your heavenly father is a king and you should live like a king.
And
thousands and thousands of people follow this person.
And
they're being led astray.
And
so the Bible, Paul is warning Timothy that there will come a time that there will be, in the last days, that there will be lots of people like that. Now that's depressing, that's the bad news. But what's the good news? Well, chapter 4, verse 1.
在第四章的第一節那裡這樣說,
Paul writes, I charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom.
這裡這樣說,
so the future is kind of depressing. It can be very dangerous. But Christ Jesus is coming back. He will come back as a judge. He will come back as a king. And so that should give us hope and joy. We can see the world sort of morals declining. And even though things seem to be out of control, God is still in control. God is just allowing sin to take its course. Now, if we expect God to be in control, then we would expect that God would just give us a problem-free life. But God, in His wisdom, even though He's in control, will allow a sin and allow persecution and problems in our lives.
雖然神仍然沒錯是掌管一切，但是祂仍然是容許罪在某一方面繼續，亦都容許困難一些事情臨到我們。And
a prime example obviously is the Apostle Paul himself.
最明顯的一個例子就是保羅他自己。He
was one of God's choice servants. He had Paul write much of the New Testament. But when Paul talks about his life, he points to the fact that there was problems in persecution. Paul tells Timothy to look at his life, he includes in verse 11, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me in Antioch, in Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, from them all the Lord rescued me.
当保罗来到是将他自己所遭遇的来到向提摩太来讲说的时候，特别他就是在第三章十一节，他讲到他说，以及我在安提阿尔哥念路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一切苦难中主都将我来救出来。
Now we know that here Paul was saying, yes, I went through this persecution, but God rescued me.
所以保罗在这里讲过，没错，我是经过这些一切这么多的这些的困难痛苦，但是主他自己救我出来。
But this letter is Paul's last letter.
这封的书信是保罗所写的最后一封的书信。
And shortly after this, he was killed for his faith.
他写完这封信没多久，他就为主来殉道。
Tradition tells us that he was beheaded.
从历史里面给我们看到，就说他是被斩头而死。
And so Paul, looking at Paul's life, we would say, oh, God must have blessing on him. Everything will go fine for him.
咁如果从保罗嚟睇咧，就我哋睇话啊，保罗咧一定啊受神好大嘅祝福啊，样样嘢都系顺利，样样嘢都系好嘅。
But that's not the case.
但系我哋知道实际上唔系咁样样。
Just about a week ago, maybe you saw the story about these Egyptians that were martyred for their faith.
或者啊，唔系好耐之前，好几日之前，大家或者喺电视睇到就系话讲到啊有。十几个的这个的埃及的基督徒，他们是怎样来被人杀死。
There were 21 Egyptian Christians who were beheaded by the extremist group ISIS.
总共其实有21个埃及的人，他们是基督徒来的，他们是被这一班的恐怖的分子 ISIS 他们来都是斩了头。
They even had made a video of it to try to scare everyone.
咁呢啲恐怖分子啊，甚至系将佢哋斩头嘅过程嚟都系影落嚟咧，系爱嚟吓人。
They marched them to the seashore.
咁佢带住呢21个嘅基督徒咧，去到一个嘅海滩嘅地方。
And then they killed them all and took off their heads.
咁就将呢21个嘅基督徒咧，系嚟到斩头，嚟到系斩死佢哋。
And we may ask ourselves, I thought God's in control. Where is He?
咁或者你问睇到咁嘅情形嘅时候，你谂，我以为神系掌管一切嘅，咁到底神喺边度咧
？God still is in control.
当然神系仍然系掌管一切。
But He allows for sin and even persecution of His children.
但系神有时系会容让。一啲嘅罪或者容让一啲嘅逼迫系临到我哋。
In fact, in verse 12, he says a very shocking statement.
喺呢个第十二节嗰度系讲呢一节嘅圣经，或者令我哋系诧异一啲嘅。
He says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted."
第十二节呢度咁话嘅，不但如此，佢凡立志喺基督耶稣里边嚟敬虔度日嘅。都要嚟到受逼迫。
Anybody here want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus?
喺我哋当中有冇人想过一啲敬虔嘅生活咧
？I hope most of us would say yes.
我希望我哋当中每一个我哋信主嘅人都会讲话，我哋愿意过一个敬虔嘅生活。
But Paul saying you should expect persecution.
但系喺我哋头先正话读呢第十二节嗰度讲过，如果系咁嘅话咧，你应该咧系准备会有呢一个逼迫临到你。
But isn't God in control?
但你话神唔系掌管一切嘅咩
？Yes，
冇错，神系掌管一切。
But He will allow sin until He comes and returns and make things right.
但系神系会有可能系容让一啲嘅罪恶嘅事情发生，直至到就系有一日主耶稣再翻嚟嘅时候。
And so that is the good news: is that Christ, God is in control.
所以个好消息就系话。神佢系掌管一切。
Christ will return one day as judge and as king.
主耶稣基督佢会再一次嘅翻到嚟我哋当中，佢会系王，佢会系嗰个大法官。
He will make things right one day.
佢会将所有嘅嘢应该得嘅嚟到系报应于每一个。
And so how are we to live our lives here on this earth in this difficult last days?
咁喺呢个末世嘅日子，我哋今日生活喺呢个末世嘅日子嘅时候，到底我哋今日应该要点样嚟到过我哋嘅生活咧
？I think it all relates to God's word。
我哋要嚟答呢个问题嘅时候，我哋翻翻去神嘅话语嚟到睇。
And Paul gives Timothy and us three concepts。
保罗喺呢度俾提摩太三个嘅观念。
First, we need to continue in God's word。
第一，我哋系要继续喺神嘅话语上边嚟扎根。
Verse 14 says, "Continue in what you have learned and firmly believe."
第十四节嗰度佢话你所学习嘅、所确信嘅要存喺心里边。
And then in verse 16, he tells us that it is the word of God, Scripture.
第十六节嗰度讲到就话我哋呢一本嘅圣经系神嘅话。
And in it says in that verse that all Scripture is God breathed.
咁喺呢个第十六节嗰度讲到就话圣经咧都全部系神所默示嘅。
That the Bible has God's authority.
圣经系有神嘅权威喺度。
Now it doesn't mean that everything in the Bible is a quotation of what God said.
并不表示就话圣经里边每一节每一句咧都系出自神嘅口。
But whatever the Bible speaks, in some sense, it is God speaking.
但系无可以我哋唔系否认嘅咧，就话当圣经每一节嚟到系向我哋讲说话嘅时候，都系从神嗰度嚟到向我哋讲说话。
Paul is telling Timothy, continue in the Word of God.
所以保罗系嚟到系鼓励提摩太，就系话佢应该要继续噶嚟到喺佢所学习神嘅话语上边嚟到继续。
You have all that you need to last and endure and even thrive in these difficult last days.
而呢本圣经神嘅话就系你应该有，亦都系需要有嚟到系喺呢个末世嚟过你嘅生活。
And so we need to continue in God's word.
所以我哋应该要喺神嘅话语里边嚟继续嘅学习。
To draw strength and guidance from the word of God.
从神嘅话语里边嚟得着能力，得着呢个嘅指示。
But not only are we to continue in God's word, we need to also continue to live out God's word as well.
我哋唔单止就话嚟到学习明白神嘅话，而且我哋喺生活上边嚟到行出神嘅话。
See, it's not Christianity is not just an intellectual knowledge.
我哋所信嘅基督徒所信嘅，唔系话就系单单脑海里边一啲嘅知识。
That we need to live out what the Bible teaches. Now we saw in chapter 3 verse 10 that Paul is saying, follow my example.
我们看到第三章第十节那里讲到，保罗他就讲到说，你要来到是跟随我的榜样。
And so Paul's life was an encouragement to Timothy that yes, the Bible is real and it works.
所以保罗就用他自己的生命，他的生活来到是做一个的榜样给这个提摩太，就说你是要学习我来到过你的生活。
But there's another example here as well.
但是在这里也有另外一个的模样给我们看到。
Because in the last part of verse 14, it says, knowing from whom you learned it.
在第三章第十四节的后半那里讲到就是说，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Paul is referring to how Timothy was first exposed to the Bible.
保罗讲这句说话，他就是讲到就是提摩太，他到底是向哪一个来学到这个圣经的。
If we look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, we recognize that Timothy learned it from his mother, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois.
咁从呢个提摩太后书第一章第四节嗰度，我哋睇到咧，第四节第五节嗰度俾我哋睇到咧，就系原来提摩太佢学习呢个圣经咧，系从佢嘅外祖母罗尔同埋佢嘅母亲尤尼基嗰度嚟到学到嘅。
Now I don't have time to explore this all. This would be a good Mother's Day sermon, I think.
我唔会花好多嘅时间喺呢度啊，因为呢一个可能就系话可能母亲节嘅一个嘅好嘅。
The point I want to make is that Timothy learned the scriptures and saw it lived out through his mother and his grandmother.
可以咁讲就话提摩太佢至少就系从佢嘅外祖母从佢嘅母亲嗰度嚟到系接触圣经学习圣经啊。
And so in these last days with all these difficult people, we need to see models of how it works in real life.
所以特別就喺呢個末世嘅日子嘅時候，我哋每個人都更加需要一啲嘅好嘅榜樣嚟到俾我哋可以學習，可以嚟到仿效。
Timothy not only had the example of Paul, but he had the example of his mother and his grandmother as well.
所以提摩太佢唔單止係有保羅做佢嘅榜樣，而且佢係有佢嘅外祖母同埋佢嘅母親嚟到做佢嘅榜樣。
Now I know many of you are mothers and grandmothers here.
我知道我哋當中有好多嘅做媽媽嘅，亦都做呢個嘅祖母嘅。
And I want to say that you have a lot of influence over the next generation beyond that.
可以話你係對下一代同埋下一代嘅下一代咧，係有相當大嘅影響嘅。
And so you can influence that those next generations by how you live out God's word.
你係有非常之大嘅影響力，就係對下一代，佢哋點樣嚟到係過佢哋生活，佢哋有個咩嘅生命，係有非常之嘅大嘅影響。
Because every day these children are learning all, you might say, all this bad stuff from TV, the internet, magazines, everything.
喺今日嘅日子裏邊，就話今日年青一代，佢哋從呢個電視或者係啲雜誌或者係呢一個嘅互聯嘅網絡裏邊咧，係學到好多其他嘅嘢。
It's teaching them to be lovers of themselves, teaching them to love money, teaching all these bad things to them.
喺呢啲咁嘅媒介裏邊咧，就係嚟到教導佢哋咧，係要愛自己、愛金錢、愛呢啲嘅娛樂嚟到追求呢啲嘅嘢。
And so they need positive examples and positive role models in their lives.
所以呢個新嘅年青嘅一代咧，佢哋係需要一啲正面嘅一啲嘅榜樣俾佢哋睇到。
And we would need more people in children's ministry, for even if you don't have any children or grandchildren.
所以就算你或者你自己係冇兒女，或者係冇呢個孫嘅，但你亦都可以嚟參與呢個我哋嘅兒童方面嘅一啲嘅事工。
The last thing that Paul tells Timothy to do is to preach the word in verse 2 of chapter 4.
另外一樣嘢，這個保羅來到係教導提醒呢個提摩太嘅，就喺第四章嗰度第一節嗰度講到，就係要傳神嘅道。Now
in the English translation, it sounds like this only talks about preaching from the pulpit.
第四章第二節嗰度講到傳道咧，或者我哋以為就係喺呢個講台嚟到講道。But
the Greek word actually means to proclaim.
但係希臘文呢一個字本身咧，個意思咧就係要嚟到宣講神嘅道。It's
like sharing good news.
就係換一句説話嚟講咧，就係話同其他嘅人嚟到分享呢一個嘅好消息。So
if you got a new job, you'd be happy and you want to share it with people.
譬如話，如果你啊啱啱揾到一份好嘅工，咁或者你都好開心，就你願意嚟同人哋分享呢一件嘅事情。
When my daughter gave birth to a daughter, I was telling people I'm a grandfather now.
咁當我嘅女生咗個女嘅時候咧，我就好開心嚟到話俾好多人聽話，我已經係成為祖父啦。
And so that's proclaiming the good news.
呢個就係話宣講呢一個嘅好消息。And
so this verse is not just about preachers who preach from the pulpit.
所以呢個字喺呢個第二節呢度講到，就唔係淨止喺呢個講台上面嘅講道。
But in these difficult last days, we need to also proclaim the good news in our everyday lives.
就係話喺呢個末世呢個危險困難嘅日子裏邊，我哋要嚟到喺呢個世界上邊，喺我哋嘅社區裏邊嚟到係宣講呢一個嘅好消息。Many
of you may be having Chinese New Year gatherings with family members.
或者我哋當中有人喺呢個嘅新年過新年嘅時候，都會同一啲嘅自己嘅家人嚟到團聚嚟到慶祝新年。Many
of them are not Christian.
你家人、你親戚當中或者好多未係信主嘅。You
need to proclaim the good news and the word of God.
你就喺呢啲咁嘅機會裏邊嚟到接觸嘅時候，就係向佢哋嚟到宣講，嚟到係傳揚呢一個嘅好消息。Some
of you had a lot of difficulty commuting to work this past week.
喺過往呢兩個禮拜，或者我哋大家當中係有人咧係翻工放工嘅時候都有好大嘅問題。
And you begin to talk with these fellow commuters and talk about how bad things are.
咁或者你就會同其他嘅都喺度翻工放工嚟到有問題嘅一啲嘅人嚟到係同佢哋有談話有交往。
As you get to know these other commuters, you can also proclaim God's word.
咁當你有個機會嚟接觸呢啲其他嘅人，同你一齊翻工放工等車啊嗰啲人嘅時候，你就有嗰個機會嚟到同佢哋宣講呢一個好消息。
It says that we are to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
第二節呢度講到話，你傳道無論得時不得時。
That is, sometimes people are receptive, sometimes they're not receptive.
就係話有時同人哋宣講嘅時候，有人咧係接受你所講嘅嘢，有人咧係唔接受。
But don't stop proclaiming the word of God.
但係唔好停止嚟到宣講。
In verse 3, it says again that there will be people who are not open, receptive to God's word.
呢度就系第三节嗰度讲到，亦都话俾我哋听，就话冇错系会有啲人咧系完全唔听呢啲嘅道理噶。
But as he says in verse 5, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
但喺第五节嗰度讲到就系话，保罗喺度提到佢就话你要凡事谨慎忍受苦难，作传道嘅功夫，尽你嘅职分。
So we don't know what to expect in this new year.
就是说我们不知道新年会带来什么。
But the Bible says in the last days, things will become more difficult.
但是圣经很明显告诉我们，在这个末世的日子，事情会越来越困难。
But the good news is God is in control.
好消息就是说我们知道神仍然是掌管一切。
He will ultimately come as judge and king and make things right.
主耶稣他自己会再一次的回来，他是那个王，他是那个大法官。
He wants us to remain faithful to his word and to the ministry that he's called us to.
他要求我们的就是要我们忠心在他所给过我们那个的任务上面，来忠心在神 的岗位上面。
We want to continue in God's word.
我们愿意在神的话语上面来继续的学习。
We need to live out God's word.
我们愿意在我们的生命我们的生活里面来将神的话来活出来。
We need to proclaim God's word.
我们需要来到是将神的话来到是宣扬出来来宣讲出来。
Let's bow together in prayer.
请我低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们多谢你给过我们你自己的话语。
That warns us about what life is like in the future.
用你的话语来到警告我们这个将来会是一个怎样的将来。
Certainly, as we look at our society, we see things on the decline.
当然当我们看我们周围的环境，一切我们社区的一切的事情的时候，我们知道一路都在走下坡。
But we also recognize that ultimately Christ will return.
但我们都深知道就是说主耶稣你自己会有一天回来。
You will make things right.
你会将一切的事情是来到是 报应于每一件的事情。
So help us to follow the advice that Paul gave to Timothy.
我们求你帮助我们来到是可以跟随这个保罗所给提摩太的很多的劝诫的说话。
Help us to live our lives standing on your word.
求你帮助我们能够是站在你的说话上面。
Living it out in our daily lives.
在我们的生活上面来将你的话来活出来
sharing it with others
将你的话来跟其他人来分享
we ask that you would help us to do this in this new year
我们在你的面前特别在新年的当中求你来帮助我们来完成这些事情
so that our family members our friends our co-workers will be able to receiveThe blessing of salvation through your Son Jesus Christ.
以致到我哋好多嘅亲戚、朋友、亲人、我哋嘅同事等等，佢哋呢啲我哋接触到嘅人都能够系听到主你自己嘅好消息，你嘅话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我哋咁祈祷系奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Pastor Chin, for the message.我们会唱一首荣耀歌，就是282。我知谁掌管明天，282，请大家起立。 大家仍站立，我哋请阮长老祝福。
但愿我主耶稣基督恩惠、天父上帝嘅慈爱、圣灵嘅感动，常与我哋众人同在，从今直到永远。阿门。请林传道报告。
感谢神下，今日是我们农历新年第一次的一起共聚，我们和我们的左右隔离来到互相恭贺，但我希望你今日呢有一个特别的要求，你要懂得你左右隔离那个名，然后你跟他说什么名，新年快乐，主爱更多。很多时候我们说我们是主里面的一家人，我希望你今日特别是一个特别的日子，留下的弟兄姊妹都同我们一起上来敬拜，你真的识得他的名叫做什么名，起码你今日识得一个人的名字，亦都在祷告里面互相的纪念下。新年我们希望主爱更多，咁喺感受神佢自己嘅恩典嘅时候，我哋都希望更加知道佢嘅心意，以至我哋能够作一个蒙神喜悦嘅儿女。喺点样能够唔单止我哋读经，我哋亦都希望有机会教会能够提供机会俾我哋去明白神佢自己嘅话语。喺大家手上有一张嘅小嘅呢个单张，同埋一张大嘅单张，系介绍我哋教会喺今年嘅春季嘅课程嘅粤语课程。希望咧你详细嘅睇，亦都咧报名参加呢个主日学。